Joining us now in studio from Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, our Fire Chief, Gary Friday. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
And also Glenn Caster, I want to say board chair. You're no longer the board chair, but
I'm on the board.
The vice chair. He's the chair of vice.
Good morning, Jeff.
All right. But thank you so much for coming in. Northfield Area Fire and Rescue did have a meeting last week, and we're going to talk about some of the things that you talked about there and anything else. If you'd like to bring something else up, you're certainly welcome to. But let's start off with cost allocations. We've talked about that before. Changing the formula a little bit on how the different entities pay. What did you come up with last week?
Well, we have three groups make up the NAFRs, Northfield, Dundas, and the Rural Fire District.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is how do we decide how much each one pays. That's what we're talking about. When we first started this, we had a method of distributing the cost, and over several years, we've seen some shortcomings there. So we're moving to something that most of the cities in Minnesota use.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is a little different. So what we're doing is we'll be including fire calls in our formula, which we don't now. And right now, we include land value as well as building values.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be changing it so we're including only building values in the formula. So it's roughly, that's what we protect, our structures, buildings.
All right. Yeah, so if you have a farm that may be worth $1 million, the actual structures that are on that farm may only be worth, you know, half of that.
That's right.
So, okay.
That's right.
All right. Is that set now? Did you come up? Was something approved? Do we have something final on that?
No. The Finance Committee, NAFRA's Finance Committee, has been working on this since last August. We've had quite a few discussions. This meeting was our final discussion, so to speak. Here it is.
Here's, mm-hmm.
And then we'll vote on it in May.
All right. How much of a change do you expect that to be? Will there be a substantial difference in any of the amounts that the three parties pay?
There'll be some changes. They're small changes. I think Northfield goes right now is like 71.5% for this year, and that will move up to 74-75%, up about 3%. The rural's contribution drops about 3%, and Dundas stays about the same. And one of the reasons for looking at this is just general fairness in the allocation.
Mm-hmm.
Northfield uses about 80% of the fire, roughly 80% of the fire calls are in Northfield.
Mm-hmm.
And right now they're paying about 71-72%.
Okay.
So in the rural they take about 16% of the fire calls and are paying almost 23%.
All right.
So it's just let's balance things out a little closer to how the service is actually used.
Okay. Now, how is that built? I mean, if you have, let's say, Gary, you go to a grass fire outside of town. It's not on farmland. It's probably on, you know, maybe it's on the county land or something, the right of way. How does that get billed? Who pays for that? Is that billed separate? Or when you say take into account the calls, how do you take into account? How does that work?
Well, when we respond to a grass fire, we treat that like any other fire that, you know, we must go out and take care of. That's in our protection area. And that's actually ran through the Northfield Rural Fire Association. So they take care of the billing process to the particular landowners.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's if we happen to be there on a long-term basis, and, you know, they will bill the landowner for that.
Okay.
And then also the insurance companies. So they take that upon themselves. We do not do any billing whatsoever. NAFRS does not do any billing.
Okay. All right. Once again, we're talking with Northfield Fire Chief Gary Fronick, along with Glenn Caster from the Vice Chair of Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. A taxing district. There has been taxing district discussions going on since you were formed, probably even before NAFRS was formed. Where is that at right now?
Right now, there's a bill making its way through the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bill that was originally proposed by the Minnesota Fire Chiefs Association that would sort of set the framework for a fire district that's a taxing district,
mm-hmm.
in the same sense that we have laws that tell you how to set up a school district if you want to set one up.
Okay.
The situation right now, before this law gets passed, is that if we wanted to set up a taxing district, we would have a special piece of legislation for Northfield,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's doing it differently, so to speak. So mm-hmm. we're trying to get it the same across the state. The proposed law has been through the committees, and it'll probably end up being part of the omnibus bill.
Okay.
So if that gets signed, then we have something to talk about.
Okay.
And I think if it doesn't get signed, we probably would let this just sit on the back burner.
Mm-hmm. But
there may be enough board members who would want to move it ahead anyway.
All right. You know, Northfield is not the first entity. Northfield, Dundas, and the rural are not the first ones to do this, are to go into a taxing district. There have been others, but is that a trend?
Well, there's only one other
okay.
of any size, and that's Cloquet.
Okay.
There's a lot of effort going into consolidation of fire services,
mm-hmm.
Especially in the western part of the state. You know, things are spread out, towns are small, and it just takes a lot of money to buy fire trucks and keep people
mm-hmm.
going, and small communities have a hard time doing it by themselves. So there's a lot of interest in consolidation. A taxing district would be could be a nice, straightforward way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the interest.
All right. Well, we'll see if that makes it through. They have, I think, some like 5,000-6,000 bills, maybe even more than that, that are working their way through the legislature now. Which one catches the eye of legislators? Who knows? So we'll see if that makes it through. Let's talk about the new facility now. Earlier in the year, you had sent a request for bids out, and a lot of it became unanswered. So the bidding process was, I guess the parameters were changed a little bit. Tell us about that and where we're at right now.
Well, right now, we went into the general contractor style bid process.
Mm-hmm.
And we were hoping to get 3 to 4 complete bid packages, and we got 7. So we're quite happy with that. It was a very, very nice surprise. So in the end, that was a total bid package from start to finish by one general contractor. And each, you know, there were 7 of those that were complete. So we did accept the low reasonable bid, which was Joseph Construction from Austin, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And that was $3,393,000. Right. So they were a little bit above our estimated completion value from our engineer, but still underneath our threshold. So anyway, we recommended as a board last week to recommend that to the City Council of Northfield, and they're going to take action May 1st.
All right. Let's talk about the company. Joseph Company? Is that the
Joseph Construction from Austin.
Okay. Do we know much about them? Do they have a track record that you can take a look at? And
Glenn, do you
well, I don't think they've done a lot of work here in Northfield,
mm-hmm.
but according to our architect, they're very credible company. They've
okay.
won some awards over the last several years for projects they've done.
Yeah, you do have some type of vetting process.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Sure.
They're not just a fly-by-night operation.
They did complete a construction project here mm-hmm. in Northfield, Sterling Drug, for the Northfield Hospital, the old pharmacy across from Witt Standard over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and very nice job done on that. You know, the state has recently, and we talked to some of our legislators about this, the Minlars, the system that they contracted a company to do, it's just been a nightmare. Do you protect yourself against a scenario like that? I mean, when you say $3.9 million, is it going to be $3.9 million? They're not going to come back and say, oh, we miscalculated, it's going to be $4.7
million. Well, they have a locked-in price for a certain project that was set forth by the architect. So that's all fine and should be locked in. But there's going to be some contingency fund for unexpected things that pop up during the project. So I think we're at 8% of our project bid for contingency, and then of course the soft costs, which are the dollars for the loans and the bonding and furniture and all the other odds and ends that go into the what wasn't in the bid process.
When will they be starting?
Well,
do we have a date yet?
I think we don't have a date yet.
Okay,
but end of May.
Okay,
and the city will probably bond for about $4.2 million on this project.
So is the bonding the only thing then that we have left to get this project underway?
Well, the city has to award the bid.
Okay.
So that's what Gary was saying happens May 1st.
May 1st, okay.
Then we're ready to go.
The wheels are in motion, and the plate is set for the city to either accept or deny the proposal. So it's all been taken care of on our end of it. So now we're presenting to the city of Northfield, who is the ultimate bond holder. So they're either going to say thumbs up or thumbs down.
Okay,
we anticipate thumbs up.
And Northfield still owns the building.
Yes, exactly.
Now, from your standpoint as fire chief, you're going to have a mess all summer to work in. Is there a plan in place of, where are the vehicles going to go? How are we going to respond? What are we going to do? Because your place is going to be kind of torn up for a while.
Yes, it's going to be a challenge, but I think we have the people involved that can handle it. We want to operate with a seamless operation there and keep our trucks up and running and ready to go for any response. So the plan is we're going to have the addition built first and get that to more completion stage, and then move our vehicles around the back. But from the start, that whole area is going to be tore up and won't be accessible. So we want to complete the back portion of it so that we can move our trucks around to the back so they can work on the front side.
All right.
So anyway, it's going to be a challenge, but we'll handle it. We want to make sure that we can operate out of that building right through the summer.
All right. Well, here's to the gift of patience. I hope you're living and working in chaos is always interesting, to say the least. So we wish you the best with that.
Thanks.
Gentlemen, anything else about Northfield Area Fire and Rescue you'd like to mention?
Well, I was just going to say we really thank the board for working at this project so hard, and the chair and board vice chair Glenn and Ann, they did such a great job to help push this through and work on it so hard, and all the staff members. So we thank the board and the city for all the help they've given us, Rural Fire Association and Dundas as well.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. Have yourself a fine spring day today, and we'll keep in touch.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Northfield Police Chief Gary Fronick, along with Board Vice Chair Glenn Castor of Northfield Area Fire and Rescue.